I'm going to vote, I said to my my neighbour's 8-year-old son. So he turned to me and said, who are you going to vote for? Then I realised it was a bit more complex than usual, because how do you answer that in a referendum? Who are you going to vote for? So I said, well, I'm going to vote for children. And that's what's going on in Ireland today, a referendum to do with children. And it's much, much, much too complicated for me to try to explain it to anybody who's wondering if they could get a good introduction to the Irish constitutional referendum. Because I can't even understand it myself. I think there is a morass of complicated arguments. And to be truthful, I have been wrapped up in other things that I haven't paid attention to the minute examination of the referendum and its implications that you would get if you actually followed the television debate and the radio debate about it. Or even the literature that's out there. Well, there's been a whole lot of stuff going on I haven't been familiar with, but there is one impression I want to share, which is this, that I am extremely committed to the cause of improving things for the sake of our children and the children of Ireland in the future. In fact, I think it's the greatest single motivating force in my life, the future, leaving it. Leave the world better for the children who live after me. That is probably my biggest single motivator. That's what I'll be doing for the rest of my life. The whole problem is that Ireland had to change its laws, change its constitution rather, for various reasons. But then the government dragged its feet for such a terribly long time. We were meant to have a referendum on the rights for children, I mean, years ago. And it got postponed and got postponed, and they, in my opinion, faffed around and didn't prioritise it. And when eventually they had got to saying we're going to hold the referendum, I had, in a kind of a way, I had given up hope that the government was serious about it. I just thought that whatever they're going to do, they have already indicated what a low priority it really is by postponing it for such a long time. They've done all sorts of other things, and this goes back over the previous government as well. I'm not just one government I'm criticising. But the whole thing, I thought to myself, I don't trust the political class in Ireland to do anything decent for our children. I'm going to have to just do my best in my own way, in my own sphere of influence, without actually having very high expectations for public policy. I mean, there is, and I don't want to go through it now, there's a whole series of reasons, cases, examples, things that have happened where children have been protected badly in Ireland. And I feel very, very strongly about it. And I'm not going to do a rant about it now. But I'm feeling very uneasy about going out to vote, because I wish that it were a simple matter of me being able to say I know what I'm going to vote for, and I'm definitely going to vote in one particular way, and I'm going to feel a lot better about it. But it not only are there kind of complicated arguments, and there are goodies and baddies in the situation too, I have to say. There are some familiar faces who are on one side that I don't like. But, you know, because I haven't studied it, I can only vote with my gut, my heart. And I am going to vote. But I got really upset, I think I've probably done an audiobook about it before, by the realisation that the government had been spending money in a way that it shouldn't have been spending money, trying to influence the result of the referendum in an unfair way. That was the verdict of the court, and for the sake of for this argument, I'm going to accept it totally, hook, line and sinker, and say, well, it really got to me. But anyway, I am going to vote, And I'm going to vote not because I feel a duty to vote. I'm going to vote because I want to walk with my feet into a place and do something that I can say is a small little effort on behalf of our children. And that's why I'm going to vote.